Did you come here into these doors with thanksgiving this morning, into this house with praise in your hearts? Did you leave your cares and burdens with the Lord, and the whatever difficulties you may face this week, whatever challenges, whatever disappointments, did you leave them? Did you leave your heart? Did you pour out your heart before the Lord and leave it clean and clear so you can receive today? Did we do that? Well, we are in the season of Thanksgiving. God wants us to have constantly developing that attitude of gratitude. And just thought if we allow our minds to travel back over the years, with the scene, the scene of the pilgrims about 390 years ago, as they sailed across that vast wilderness of ocean, 66 days of wild, uncharted territory for them, 102 of them, and only one of them died on that journey, 66 days, 2,700 miles. And when they were finally able to reach shore, they knelt together as a group and thanked God, the Almighty God who had brought them over that vast wilderness of ocean, for allowing them this freedom and this experiment in faith. Well, before they ever got off the ship, as they were anchored there in Cape Cod Bay, four of them died on board the ship before they could get any houses built for them to live in. It was December of 1620. Cold winds were blowing. Before they could build their homes, they lost several of them. And by January, in December, six more died. January, eight more died. By February, 17 died, and by March, another 13 died, and by the time April arrived, over half of them were gone. Of the 102, quite an experiment, quite a venture. By the time April came, there was only 5 of 18 wives left in that colony. At one point, there was only 7 people that were well enough to minister to the needs of others, cooking and gathering wood for their fires. That was by just several months after they landed. But when the ship was to go back, Captain Jones said he'll give free passage to anyone who wants to return back to England. And not one said they wanted to go back to England. After all the death and difficulties of those first 4 months, not one said, "We'll go back to England." They were grateful to be where they were. God sent them Squanto, as we know, at first year to help them know this land and know the crops and know the fish. A year later, Squanto died. He was gone. But God used him to help them. And before he died, they were able to have the a feast of thanksgiving to the Lord and thank God for all his assistance and all the blessing that Squanto was and that God had seen over their life. Are we a grateful people? In this season of gratitude, gratefulness, or is it a season of wishful thinking, of listing our wishes? Is it a time of internalizing, or is it a time of looking out beyond us, ourselves, and our wishes, and seeking to bless and being grateful for all that God has done? I'd like to just turn our thoughts that way this morning in a few thoughts. And to another scene in history out of the scriptures in Acts chapter 16. We don't have to have things going good for us to be grateful. Gratefulness is an attitude of our hearts. It's a focus of our minds and our spirits. Acts chapter 16 is the account where Paul and Silas were brought into prison because of their faith, because of their proclamation of faith in the gospel of Jesus. And verse 20 says, they brought them to the magistrate, saying, these men, being Jews, do exceedingly trouble our city and teach us customs which are not lawful for us to receive, neither observe, being Romans. And the multitude rose up together against them, and their magistrates rent off their clothes, commanded to beat them. When they had laid many stripes on them, they cast them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely, who, having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in the stocks. But at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. Praises are themes of thanksgiving, themes of worship, thoughts of gratitude. And the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were open and everyone's bands were loosed. And the keeper of the prison woke out of his sleep, and seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had all been fled. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, do thyself no harm, we are all here. He called for a light, and he sprang in and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas, and brought them out and said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved in thy house. They spake unto him the word of the Lord and to all that were in his house. And he took them that same hour of the night and washed their stripes and was baptized, he and all his, straightway. And when he had brought them into his house, he set food before them and rejoiced, believing in God with all his house. When we have an attitude of gratefulness and thanksgiving, It's an opportunity for God to open doors that have never been opened before. It's an opportunity for God to break forth and show us things that we never knew before. It's such a contrast to this internal focus and self-focus that we see, and many times I tend to experience myself. So the real test of gratefulness is whether we can give thanks from our hearts, truly give thanks from our hearts despite our wounds, or pains that we might be experiencing today or of yesterday, the struggle that we experience. The true test of gratefulness is whether we can give thanks in those times. And so as we see here, their faith, as ours also ought to be, is not just some fair weather faith that when things are good, we trust and we say, thank you, God, you're good. We worship you, but a resilient, a constant trust in the Lord, despite our pains, our disappointments, or whatever they might be. And we will see God open doors. A few questions I'd like just to leave with us in regards to these thoughts. Am I too independent to sense the real need of God in the times we live, in the place I find myself? Am I too independent to see a need of God? Am I too wealthy to be thankful? Am I too wealthy to be thankful? Am I too dissatisfied to be content? In Psalms it says, whoso offers praise glorifies God. I'd like to leave this final thought with us as we go. Today and through this season and throughout our lives. The true secret of happiness is to make others feel that they are the cause of it. If you really want to be happy, don't pull in. Make others feel like they're the cause of it, and you'll have what you want. Let's pray. Father, we come to you this morning needing to be taught of you how to live and how to apply your truths. Lord, I confess this morning that so many times I'm not grateful as I ought to be. I pray that you would teach us all how to reach out and to bless, and to encourage, and to make others happy, to be reflective of all that you do for us, and to worship you out of a true and genuine heart. Lord, today may the offering of our praise and our worship be genuine. May it not be a lip service or out of form or custom, but may it be out of genuinity. Bless everyone here today in our classes and our studies of who you are, what you want us to be. In Jesus' name, amen.